This is CliffCentral.com.
I want to speak to Sia Ntutela, who's the founder and CEO of InvoiceWorks. And we're doing this in association with Alpha Code. We met Dominique not so long ago. Last week, in fact, we spoke to her about what Alpha Code are doing. And just to introduce you to what we're exactly looking for here. Alpha Code are, of course, inviting applications for their prestigious Alpha Code Incubate program that seeks to identify and reward high-potential, innovative entrepreneurs to boost the development of fintech and financial services in South Africa. We will be meeting, over the course of the next few weeks, a number of businesses who've been invited to pitch for 8 places on the Alpha Code Incubate program. The final 8 businesses will compete in a customized 12-month program and will benefit from entrepreneurial packages worth 2 million rand each. And when you're starting a business, trust me, that can be the lifeline you need to keep it going in the tough times and through those moments where you need to make major investments and you don't necessarily have a massive corporate backbone that you could tap into either. The first round of applications close on the 7th of September 2018 and the program will begin on the 1st of November. So I'm thrilled to have Sia Ntutela here. He has a bachelor's degree at the University of South Africa. He's a serial entrepreneur with an investment banking background and a passion for small business. And by the way, I saw you laughing like a drain outside while we were talking about the crematorium in Tonga. You think that's funny, which is exactly why I'm glad you're here.
It is funny.
Of course it's funny.
It's a serious problem, though.
Of course it is. You're the kind of guy, though, who would solve a problem like that by finding a way around it. And this is why we're talking to you today. You founded a company in 2010 called Bonsai Capital, yeah, which focused on enterprise development for early-stage SMEs.
Yeah.
And in 2015, you co-founded a fintech startup called InvoiceWorks,
yeah,
which is a trade finance platform that seeks to provide credit to SMEs for contracts and purchase orders and discount invoices for them for early settlement from debtors. It sounds complicated. Can you explain to me just in dumb Gareth terms what exactly InvoiceWorks does?
Yeah, so I think that literature is from when we started the, you know, our journey as InvoiceWorks. As you know, in any entrepreneurial journey, you pivot according to what the market wants.
Right.
And I mean, we've seen our own share of a fair share of pivoting, where we primarily focus on providing inventory financing. And what do I mean by that? So you run a small spaza shop in the township,
mm-hmm,
and you traditionally don't qualify for a bank loan or any of the developmental funding institutions. Then you would come to us. We would then advance inventory to you instead of giving you cash.
Oh, wow. So you help people with the actual produce.
Correct.
Huh.
Correct.
And, of course, borrowing is a problem.
Yeah, it is.
Because a lot of people who run these little businesses get ripped off.
Correct.
By loan sharks and these kinds of people.
Correct.
Aha. So yeah, that's the gap you're filling. I'm starting to understand a little bit more.
Sure.
Okay. And how many businesses are you involved with?
Currently, we are servicing over 700 small retailers within the township.
Amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, we primarily operate within the Mpumalanga area, so the low veld and high veld. And how we set up the business is such that we have depots,
mm-hmm,
where we receive all of the goods, so call it fulfillment centers, for the spazas, mm-hmm, and we then dispatch from there.
So they then sell the produce, or they make various kinds of food products.
Correct.
Out of this stuff, and then they pay you back afterwards.
Correct.
So they don't need the money up front.
No, there's no upfront money, and there's nothing of that nature. So
I mean, this is a direct result of not enough people being in the formal economy and not enough people being banked, right?
Yep.
So rather than try to change the whole world, you guys solve the problem at the place where it needs solving.
Yeah, I mean, that is the most vulnerable of sort of sectors. The informal sector, funny enough, in Africa employs the most number of people, yeah, but it's the most neglected. You know, and
I would imagine cash flow is probably a reason that so many of them don't survive.
Yeah, I mean, it's a typical example. I mean, the question that we asked when we started the business was to say, well, how is it that as a big brand, whoever you are, and you're trading with someone for the past 5 years, but you don't underwrite them in terms of credit? I mean, each and every business, big business out there, has credit lines with their suppliers. So it doesn't make sense. So this is where we then challenge the status quo to say, but hang on, this is a person who's reliable, who's trading with you on a daily basis. Yeah. Give them credit.
Why is it, do you think, that we put so many obstacles in the way of people who have good ideas and have a passion to start their own business? We create so much red tape for them, whether it's FICA, whether it's being able to bank your money, whether it's being able to utilize non-cash services. Yeah. Why do we make it so difficult? I mean, really, in a country like ours, we should abandon those rules in the effort to get the business going.
Correct. Correct. I think there's a lot of, South Africa's markets are very concentrated amongst large players. You know, you'll have four big banks, you'll have four telcos, you'll have, five retailers and
cartels. Let's call them what they are.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Ultimately, when you think about it, and then you'll have, with the Spaza market, they're not only contending with a lot of foreign traders coming in, they're also having malls coming into the township. So you can imagine the kind of problems that they're facing. I mean, to survive as a small retailer in the township is horrendous. It really requires a lot of support. And this is, our action is quite deliberate. We're trying to level the playing field.
I think it's terrific. And business is good for you. It's going well.
Business has been going well. We're growing quarterly in double digits. And
wow.
I often hear.
So that's incredible.
Yeah, I often hear VCs saying there aren't any black businesses that we can fund out there. I mean, if they're listening, we're here. We're doing some credible stuff. We've got 40...
On paper, it sounds terrific.
Wow, 40 staff members on the ground. We've got about 12 vehicles that we move product with. We've got 2 warehouses. So we're trying, and this is all from bootstrapping.
So tell me about Alpha Code's role in your journey.
So, Alpha Code has been quite instrumental in our journey because we joined it in 2016. It was just me and my co-founder. In 2017, we won the competition that you are just announcing now, where we won some seed capital. That enabled us to build the platform and the credit scoring models. In 2017 late, we started trading. And they've assisted us quite a bit in terms of assisting us in hiring staff and office space in Sandton.
I think it's such a great story because you saw a gap, you're solving people's problems, you are reaping the rewards for your business, and you've had input from people who were able to help you at a significant time. This is a great illustration of what think tanks and communities like Alpha Code can do for a business.
Correct.
But it wouldn't have happened without you and your co-founder. And for you guys to have identified that is, they're just people who see the market and understand where to get involved.
Yeah.
It's a terrific story. Invoice Works, that's invoice, WRRX, .co.za if you want to find out more. And congrats on your success so far, Sia. What a pleasure to meet you.
No, thank you very much, Gareth.
Sia Ntutela, you can find out more at invoiceworks.co.za. And that's really just incredible because so many small businesses, and I mean really small businesses, people who are literally selling stuff on the street, who are selling stuff in the townships, making a little bit of money every couple of days, doing it for themselves, self-sustained, then these people are making the difference, and you're able to advance them the stuff they need so that they can keep their businesses afloat. Because God alone knows, cash flow kills probably 90% of the businesses.
Correct.
Not just the small ones, but the big ones too. All right, Sia, nice to see you, man.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Cheers.
There's an exciting story. You can find out more by going to Invoice Works, and we'll be keeping up with a couple of businesses over the next few days when it comes to figuring out some of the Alpha Code businesses, some of them that are already involved in the program, that are already in the community, and others that you might think want to or that you might suggest should get involved in what Alpha Code are doing. Isn't that great? Very nice.
Yeah, dear Gareth, it is. But the whole thing is that we always think there's not a lot going on, but the growth, the double-digit growth?
That's amazing.
And that's one of many stories.
And in this economy?
Every quarter, he said. That's awesome. Yo.
That's a business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love hearing about people being successful, especially in a world where we know for a fact that these things are harder than ever right now. The economy is not exactly an easy environment for people to start new things in.
This is CliffCentral.com.